Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Eruption, The Untold Story of Mount St. Helens, by Steve Olson. Read by Jonathan Yen. Prologue. Natural disasters are revelatory. The manner in which a society interprets a catastrophe and responds to the chaos exposes many of the accepted truths, prejudices, hopes, and fears of a culture. Nicholas Schrady, The Last Day. In the year 1980, toward the end of March, newspapers and television stations began reporting on a series of strange events taking place in a largely unknown corner of the western United States. A volcano in southwestern Washington state known as Mount St. Helens was threatening to erupt. A crater had opened on the summit of the mountain and was spewing ash and steam thousands of feet into the air. Earthquakes were shaking the volcano so violently that people nearby said it was like being on a ship at sea. State officials, based on geologists' predictions, were telling residents and visitors to stay away. Floods, mud flows, and withering blasts of super-hot gas could, with little warning, sweep away trees, houses, and people. It was a wonderful diversion at an unhappy time in the nation's history. In 1980, the United States was still recovering from the traumas of Vietnam, Watergate, and the oil embargoes of the 1970s, which had temporarily deprived Americans of one of their most cherished freedoms— the right to drive anywhere, anytime, for as long as a person might want. A long presidential campaign.